So good evening, everybody. Thank you, ladies, for joining. It's an emergency meeting. We had this WHO alert on a new virus they're propagating and preparing a PSYOP. Ladies, may I give the word to Dr. Lee to introduce herself, please, first, and then we move to Anne van der Steel and Dr. Astrid Stückelberger. Thank you.
Thank you, Pascal Nejati. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Lee Valete. I am a physician in practice in the United States treating COVID patients, vaccine-injured patients, and fighting for medical freedom. I'm also the president and CEO of a public charity, Truth. And let me just assure all of you listening that we are facing another artificial pandemic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Vliet. My name is Anne van der Steel. I'm the president and co-chair of the Zelenko Freedom Foundation, Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Now, what the World Homicide Organization, as Dr. Zelenko referred to the WHO, is now doing is engaging in Satan's playground of fear by pushing a virus that simply is not out there. The virus symptoms that you might see or the news might report on is not coming from a Marburg virus, which is extremely rare. What you're seeing is directed energy weapon usage and being applied in local high dense population areas like subways and such. Those type of reports will surface and you will see mass media covering horrific images. But again, it's not coming from the Marburg virus. And this is what we're here to dispel the myth from the truth. And I'm just very appreciative because we have another esteemed colleague here, Dr. Astrid Stückelberger, who is formerly with the World Health Organization. I turn it over to you, Dr. Stückelberger.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Astrid Stückelberger, and I'm in Geneva, Switzerland. But I can speak because I have been, setting up a training on international health regulation implementation with WHO for 3 years, and I was in charge of typology, and one of the typology, which was infectious disease, was on Marburg, an hemorrhagic fever. Radiation and deliberate attack on people can bring. So
Is that one of the reasons why they're now expediting the Marburg virus today in such haste? So they can scare people to get people to sign up for yet another vaccine they already have ready to go.
actually, his Bill and Melinda Gates was, before it was a foundation, it was an institute of Bill and Melinda Gates for depopulation. And then they
Yes.
changed the name. You
Oh.
know that,
Yes.
right? The second plan is control over old people
Correct.
after depopulation, yeah, with
Yeah.
technology,
Well,
like.
but they're using it to to inject people with poison to depopulate fast.
Let me make a point that Dr. Stückelberger commented on briefly, but I want to do a visual, Pascal, that could
Yeah.
show.
Shall I share the screen? One second. I give you the you can share now the screen.
COVID-19 illness, COVID vaccine injury, Marburg hemorrhagic fever, Ebola, monkeypox, all of them have exactly many of the same symptoms of EMF 5G radiation sickness, but those symptoms can be triggered if they change the frequency, which the telecoms control, if they alter the frequency and ramp up some of the new 5G towers that have been put in all over the place when we were all locked down, you can trigger exactly the same symptoms: fatigue, headache, fever, chills, weakness, dizziness, body aches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and bleeding abnormalities. Listeners around the world, citizens, all of you, I am urging you, please do not give in to the fear. And a good analysis has been done. The cities that had the highest outbreak of COVID in 2020, Wuhan, China, Milan, Italy, New York, and cities down the west coast of the United States, all were areas with massive 5G rollouts at the same time.